Hey, friends. There's a few dates in particular coming up, which I'd like to see as many 12 and a half as possible in the next few months. March 15th and 16th, I'll be headlining Laughs Unlimited in Sacramento. April 5th, I'll be at the Last Best Comedy Club in Bozeman, Montana. I'd love it if we could get some 12 and a half in the crowd for those particular dates. And the first week of May, I'll be at the MGM in Las Vegas. Be fun to party with you there. TJ will be in Syracuse February 16th and 17th. Raleigh, North Carolina, the Improv, March 8th and 9th. And if you want more details about his dates, go to tjmillerdoesnothaveawebsite.com. And enjoy the show. Thanks for listening.
Answering the questions you don't have. Deep conversations in the shallow end. Two men with lots of ideas and less than an hour. Intelligent-ish. This is Cashing In with TJ Miller.
The weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since you know a place to go. What is that sound downstairs? What is? There's a sound. There's something going on. April, can you go check out what that noise was downstairs? I'm kind of scared. It probably just Santa, but you know what? I guess I'll go down there and just check it out to see what's the what all the disturbance is about. As I walk down the stairs. TJ? What are you doing to our presence? What are you doing?
No, you're not
fooling me.
Oh, no.
This isn't, you're not Santa.
Oh, shit.
You're not Santa at all.
Gosh, I'm...
What are you doing with our presents?
Look at how I'm dressed.
You're stealing our presents.
I'm in a Santa suit, aren't I?
But you're not leaving our presents. You seem to be stealing them.
Cash.
What the... Who the... How the...
Horton hears the Dr. Seuss reference.
The...
Cash, listen to me. On this, the eve of Christmas...
Yes?
I wanted to spread the holiday cheer, the generosity. Why don't you count how many presents you've got under the tree here?
Well, I had 34 presents under the tree.
If you notice, there are... How many did you say? 24?
There were 34 when 30, I went to sleep.
Okay, well, 10 are gone. But there are the exact number of presents, minus 10, that you had. But look at the wrapping paper. Notice anything strange? It's all wrapped in the funnies, isn't it?
So is that what you're doing here? Are you taking my gifts and
rewrapping them? Absolutely.
Why would you
not
do such a thing?
No. I think that the comic book pages in the local newspaper are really quite funny, and they're good.
I've
wrapping
never
paper.
Understood wrapping
you, you
paper.
Save,
I'll
you
admit
save,
that.
You save recycling. Right, wrapping paper is ridiculous. I came in the middle of the night. I stole into your home in the middle of the night, and I opened all your presents. And
why?
I gotta be honest with you, because I was too excited to wait until tomorrow.
But they weren't for you. They were for
my
kids.
Oh, tish tosh, piddle posh. Ask me if I say, oh gosh.
Wait, who is that? What is... You brought Ryan with
it's
you?
It's Santa's little helper. Ever heard of it? He refused to wear the costume.
He's dressed like an elf?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
He's dressed like an elf.
Ryan, you want to tell Cash that you wouldn't wear the Santa's little helper outfit?
It wouldn't fit. Stand for this.
What do you mean it wouldn't fit?
You
just didn't put the elbow grease into it. Yeah, it's an extra small, but you can be too with the right tenacity.
I'm really upset about this.
Tough act.
You know what I don't like? I don't like waking up and having strangers in my home stealing my gifts.
Let me finish.
Luckily, you're not strangers.
I wasn't
so
stealing
I
the gifts. Well, yeah, you know both of us. Yeah. So by our definition,
I don't feel quite as bad.
We're friends over for a nice gizzard.
Yeah.
An unaccepted.
I appreciate
gizzard.
If you call next time and not try to steal my gifts.
I had a little bit of eggnog tonight. We're just here for an unaccepted pizzit. We're here for gizzard. I didn't think that your presents were up to par this year. And as you know, one of your sons, is my godson.
Yeah.
And I care about him, and I think that he deserves a life that only you, April, and I can give him. And then you have some other son. But the thing is that I didn't want Wynn's presence to be, you know what I mean? I didn't want them to sound like some goddamn foghorn or something like that. So I've replaced all of your presents with better presents.
With Folger's crystals.
Now, do you hear that sound?
Better presents?
Hey, that's the sound of good tidings.
Well, this, you know what? It's going to be very hard for me to work up a lot of anger about this.
Hey.
But I think I'm going to.
Can you hear something?
I can't believe you replaced my son's presents with better presents.
Noel, Noel. Is that the Canon in D major or whatever?
What is that?
That's the sound of a little drummer boy marching to a different beat, buddy.
Did you get my son a boat?
I replaced, yes, but not.
What is that in the backyard? Did you install a pool?
Yes.
How did you do that?
It's an above ground jacuzzi that I built underground.
Wow.
So you can just walk right into it. I dug a hole and put it in there.
Wait a second. What's up with my kitchen? What did you do?
I remodeled it.
But how did you...
If you'll notice, everything is in the same place, but it's an inch higher.
That's
It required raising the roof.
Or the woof.
Let's get this thing started. 12 days to Christmas, baby.
We're gonna lay down a hot
and
tasty,
chocolate
right?
in the pots and carrots
hey,
for reindeer.
While you're here, do you want to lay down a hot and tasty with me? I think
Well, I'm already hot. This is this velveteen costume is not breathable.
Take it off and then
I can't. I'm not wearing anything under it except for a smaller Santa suit.
Oh, yeah, I see.
And don't tell me to take that one off because under that is an elf suit. A little.
Wow. You're like
Santa's little helper suit because I wasn't going to waste it. You can't do returns or exchanges, Ryan!
I can't.
So now I'm wearing an extra small Santa's little helper outfit under two Santa suits.
Well, I'm. You know what?
Don't get me started on the socks.
I'm going to have a hard
time. There's ham hocks in my socks.
Again? You have ham hocks in your socks?
I can't get enough of these ham hocks in my socks. Coming up next, 15 Christmas songs punctuated by a man talking about ham hocks in his socks. Enjoy the next 2.5 hours. I'm going to kill myself. This is Butter B on the DD Wee Wee. 106 point fuck my life. I'll do a tasty pot.
Well, we don't even know. We can just keep talking because I always record everything that happens down here.
Oh.
Yeah, just in case some funny conversation. Because, you know, I do a baseball podcast for babies with my son, and we record everything. And
you never know when that's going to start.
We edit it later. We just edit it later. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a chronicle of our lives. And so I'm going to listen later as to how it sounded. Where did you come in from? I don't understand how you got in.
Chimney.
Mm-hmm.
That
old tried and true.
I converted my Nissan Juke into a chimney. Mm-hmm. So there's a fire in the trunk, and the windshield's gone, and that's how I got here.
Well, you know what?
I think we pulled over three times, and I said there's a grease fire in the back, and I was a food truck. It did not work.
Let's kick it off.
Three expensive citations for public fire.
Let's kick it off, then. Let's do a Christmas edition. What do you think?
I like that.
Okay, or a holiday edition for those that don't celebrate Christmas.
Holy night, silent fright, have some fries, steal your friend's presents, replace them with better presents. Celebrate Christmas even if you're Jewish or Muslim.
You can come any time if you replace the presents with better presents. Time now, let's start off the episode with the
Triple Banger Lightning Round.
Question one.
Lightning Round. Christmas edition.
Swizzle sticks, not to be trusted.
Do you think you've ever done this one before?
No. I wrote down, not worth the danger.
Okay, that one you've definitely not done. I'm glad.
Time for a warning label? They're very dangerous.
How about spit don't suck?
What? warning label on that?
No, I'm just
not to be
I'm on to the next thing.
Okay.
No. Truly, think about it. You know, you're always trying to suck out of them because you think they're a little straw.
Oh, yeah.
Don't.
Yeah.
Put them in your mouth. Spit them out. Spit them on the ground.
I think they're redundant. I think that a straw can do what a swizzle stick does, and it can do it better.
Because you can suck.
We've replaced the swizzle sticks with Folgers crystals. Jesus Triple banger, Christ. Lightning round. Question two. Pyramids, disappointing penthouses? They have the worst penthouses.
Oh, God, I thought...
In the pyramids.
Oh, my God, don't thank they? Goodness. Oh, Ray, for so this small. Comedy of errors, so I small. Thought you meant the pyramid itself is a bad penthouse. And then I was like, for what? The tombs under the pyramid?
No, the pyramids have the most disappointing penthouses. They're so small.
Just that little tiny thing at the top. Now, pyramids aren't hollow. So, in general, they're pretty lame housing units.
But they're not. I'll tell you why. They last a long time. If you want to build something to last, build yourself a pyramid.
Yeah, that
I don't understand
is
why
true.
That's
they
so.
Went the
and plus, they seem to have good roofing. You know, like why are, we have not discovered we have why haven't we solved the roofing thing? I don't understand why we need new roofs every like 2 or 3 years. And, oh, you got a good. I just got into a house and it has the roof. Why do I have to worry about that? Didn't we solve the roofing thing? Didn't we? You know, we put a guy on the moon. Maybe we. I bet we fixed the roof problem.
Hey,
apparently roofs.
Hey, we put a guy on the moon. You can't fix the roof.
I know. It's a bad.
Dennis Miller, you have a lot to talk about. No, I'm serious.
I know what you're saying.
But
it's
the
truth.
Put a guy on the moon, and I'm still getting my contractor to vote for Hillary Clinton and to do
Ricky.
The roof.
Ricky, here you got some. Here, you got some cock problems. Yeah. Got some problems with your cock. That's not good. Go to the four floors of horse, get a little cock problems.
Hey, if you're looking for Neville's, there's seven levels.
What do you think? I mean, penthouse, I just, they had a good structure. I think penthouse or a pyramid is a good,
well,
kind of
really
a
right
good way to go.
If somebody wanted to make something that lasts forever, those pyramids, you get the big, big blocks and you just stack them until it's gone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think we go pyramids from now on.
Okay.
And they last for quite a while. Triple banger
lightning
round.
Question number
three.
Earlier was three. Now is two.
This one, Jonas Polsky sent me, which it's more of a triple banger, so I had to do it this way. And he always makes nice contributions to the show. Good to have him back in the fold. Would you rather have your knees and elbows bend the other way and you shout, "Am I an unregistered sex offender" twice an hour, or have your butt cheeks and a butthole on the front of your neck that farts whenever you eat? Then he wrote some parentheses. It's where a tracheotomy hole would be.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, I was like, if it's low on the neck, big deal. Yeah, just put a small pillow in your collar. It muffles the neck farts.
Such a ridiculous question. He's got funny mind. Funny mind that Jonas
Polsky. It's a good one. I mean, you know, you
it's
don't.
A good one. It's something needs to be considered. I'd like this to be asked in a presidential debate.
I would be interested in seeing what Charlie Rose has to say to Jonas Polsky about this.
Yes, let's dig down to the bottom to get to the bottom to stay on top.
I like the. I think...
I'll read it again. Would you rather have your knees and elbows bend the other way and you shout, quote, "Am I an unregistered sex offender?" twice an hour? I would yell it just back to back. Just I wouldn't parcel it out.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that's got to be it, right?
Or I think I'd rather do that than have my butt cheeks and a butthole on the front of your neck that farts whatever you eat. It'd be so hard. You'd be eating alone so much.
Yeah.
And that's a bummer.
Maybe.
That's what I hate about the road. You eat alone a lot, and also you fart
a lot.
Shit
out of your Adam's apple.
Shit out of your Adam's apple.
For Christ's sake.
I hate it when I fart out of my tracheotomy tube.
Yeah, I think that's the problem. Because also, it's so weird looking. People are like, is that a goiter? What's going on? He's got a and is it a full-size butt? I mean, Jonas didn't bring that. Is it a neck-sized butt or a full-size butt?
He did not specify.
If you got a full size butt,
that's the kind of follow up
like
politician.
Your lymph nodes.
That's the kind of follow up question or answer a politician would ask. I need to know more facts.
Let me
is
tell
the
me, is it a regular
but,
size
is
butt
it a Nancy
or is
Grace
it neck
size?
Butt? Right. Is Nancy Grace size butt being big enough to fit her in? I would love to shove Nancy Grace up her own ass.
I don't think having knees and elbows bend the other way is that bad. I just think it'd suck to have to shout every hour, twice an hour, "Am I an unregistered sex offender?"
Yeah, but people would get used to it.
This is for the second debate.
Would you rather have only one nostril clear mm-hmm. at any point. You never have more than one nostril clear, okay? And you get $7,000. Or you have to sit in dog shit whenever you sit down, so you bring your own sort of bucket pail of it.
Yeah.
And you can wear pants and everything, but you just, and you can never mention why.
I'm going to take the third one.
Your sister explodes.
Oh, God.
I think I did that when I was a kid. I think people were playing, you know, that game, sort of, would you rather? And mine was like, I did it like that. I was like, would you rather sneeze a lot, but get $100 a week, or have your whole family killed? And they're like, TJ, I don't think you know how to play this game.
Yeah, it's you need to know, you need to narrow it down. This is our Christmas edition, so we'll do a triple banger lightning round question.
Auxiliary round.
Auxiliary style.
To the auxiliary style.
Triple banger auxiliary round.
Okay.
I'm so glad we made it to short.
What's a worse Christmas present? New car in the driveway with ribbon on it, but it's a rental? Or a puppy, but it rolls up to you in a tiny motorized wheelchair? This was also from Jonas Polsky.
It's exciting that the dog knows how to use the scooter.
Yeah.
I'll put that out there. I think that's worse than the rental, because you got to take care of the dog for a long time, but the rental is just a bummer. You're like, a new car. They're like, for a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think giving someone a rental is a bit stingy.
Really?
Yeah, it's a bit stingy.
What if it's for 6 months? That's basically like leasing it.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think of a rental as.
What if somebody gives you a gift of a car with a bow on it, but it's the lease is in your name, so they can drive it, but after 3 years you own it, and they got to pay the balance, and you get to sleep with one of their best female friends.
Wow. I worked with a comedian recently. This is a heartwarming story.
You're telling me, Carlos Mencia, right?
No, this is different. Oh, okay. A heartwarming story, actually, for the holidays. I worked with a comedian who, when he was born, his dad said that he would... he found out his dad had to give up his Camaro and get a station wagon, his dream car. And gave up his car and got a station wagon instead. And his son, who I worked with, the comedian, 25 years later or whatever, had always said, you know, I'm going to get famous and, you know, get rich in this business, and I'm going to buy my dad a Camaro as thank
you.
I'm going to bet my dad for a Camaro.
I'm going to get wealthy enough that I can bet my father a car that he can't afford.
Yeah. And that
his puppy will be in a wheelchair.
And he decided instead... to use that money not towards the car, but to have an ass placed on the front of his face, and then
a strange
hole
decision.
Where he would fart out of the.
Now, to be fair, he had throat cancer, and his butt was too big.
Now he decided that, you know, we don't live long enough, and you can't be sure anything's going to happen in this world. He saved up the money, and basically, he's living with two other comedians in like a one bedroom apartment in Toronto, and he bought his dad a Camaro. And surprised him with it, as if, you know, to say thank you for being such a great dad. It sounds like his dad's a wonderful guy.
And so he has not yet made a bunch of money, but he was like,
I've
made
enough.
I
don't have time. I don't have time to worry about if I'm going to make. He's waiting tables, and he bought his dad a Camaro as if to say, you know, thank you for. He was the first of five children. Wow. His dad quit. He worked three jobs to put him through school and put the kids through school, and his dad was.
And then he just fucked it all off with a goddamn career in stand-up comedy.
But the great part of the story is he also gave his dad $12,000 a year in whoring money. So, you know,
and a huge
kind of
pair of pants.
Kind of a win-win. Kind of a win-win.
A tube of turkey slices.
Yeah. It was ideal. He has a Camaro and the whoring money.
Ideal.
And a trip to the Four Fords of Horse and the Seven Devils.
Can you imagine giving your father a check for $12,000? And he's like, what is this for? You're like, that's whoring money, Pop. Yeah, get on out there.
Can I imagine?
You got four floors to make it through.
That was called last week. That was Thanksgiving.
That happened?
It did not. Okay. But it's a good story. It's a heartwarming story for Christmas. What's the nicest gift you've ever given anybody? What do you think?
I think the gift of love.
Oh, I was going to say the gift of laughter. Yeah, you give laughter pretty well.
Not really. Let's see. The best gift, Christmas gift or gift in general?
gift in general.
You know, K-8 really likes, I gave her 30 love letters for the month that I was going to be away from her when we were both in our early 20s, and she kept those forever. She said that's one of her most prized possessions.
Well, that, you know.
Nothing funny about it. It's just,
yeah, that's a love. Neat thing that you did, yeah. Yeah. How's the love going? Let's talk about love. How's the marriage going?
Well, it dissolved 2.5 months ago.
Shit. Bedtime.
We're not divorced yet, but we're separated. And by that, I mean she separated me from all my possessions. She certainly separated my dick from ever doing anything.
I'm envious of you and your love. I have a wife, April. We're still married.
We met, yeah.
But I feel like I'm very burdened by the fact that I've never been able to be single early enough to have been on FarmersOnly.com. I feel like that would have been so fun to go on FarmersOnly.com not as a farmer and just admit it like midway through the first date. But I'm willing to learn.
Yeah.
Teach me to farm.
Or just, you know, you say, you know, look, I have a lot of greenery in my house. I have plants. I'm watering those. What's the difference?
Yeah.
Come on, take off your overalls. Stay a while. Let me show you my new John Deere. It's actually a Dear John letter that you have to read through the motherfucking mirror.
Let's move it along to where were you?
Cajun Jimmy.
When you weren't wherever you are now, where were you?
We're still talking about the holidays, and I get very reclusive at these family gatherings. Do you, the bigger the, you know... It's hard being a comedian at family gatherings. I think people expect you to crack everyone up.
I'm not going.
Okay. I go to the family gatherings, and they expect you to be funny, and these are extended family, yeah. And they expect you, and then invariably someone will say something like, you know, what kind of comedy do you do? Is it sort of dry? That's what their way of saying, you weren't funny at this particular party, fuckface.
Yeah.
And I want to say, you know what? This was a bad crowd. I didn't go into the arena even. I didn't try to tell. I don't try to be funny at these events because the crowd's bad. You should come over to our house for Christmas.
Oh no! We've got a ton of stuff planned.
I'm gonna formally invite you.
I would like to formally invite
like to
you.
Formally
to
invite
have
you
to have to cordials with me.
I'd like to formally invite you to cordially come. To our Christmas
I'd like to cordially
festivities.
Invite you
and I say
to
there's
a formal
an
event
end.
Where cordials will be served.
It's a festivities which we throw. There's an S on the end because we throw more than one. And Ryan?
How many festives do you throw?
You can come too. We'd love to have you because you've done a knock-up job
that felt like
redoing
he definitely would have been included if he wasn't in the room.
Oh, absolutely. But he...
I feel like once you finish asking me, you'd be like, give me a second. I got to text Ryan.
Well, Ryan, you've done a knock-up job on the kitchen. I'm glad everything's an inch higher than it was. I'm sure it took a long time.
No, he didn't build
TJ,
it yet.
I think if you want to patch things up, if you want to patch things up with your dad, I would suggest a Camaro. I think that's really the going rate these
he
days.
He would, if I gave him a Camaro, he'd be like, you know what kind of gas mileage these things get? Jesus Christ, the Corvette's twice as good as this. You seen these new Corvettes? And then he starts showing me websites, and I'd be like, well, do you want the... No!
Do you think that too many people on the holidays brag? This is an essential question. Can we just...
Essentially, this is Essential Questions of Human Nature.
I think there's just too much bragging about the turkey trot. You know, I got up at 7 and did the turkey trot. It's a turkey trot. They call it a turkey trot.
No one in my family is doing the turkey trot.
They call it a turkey trot. It's not, no one's on the turkey trot circuit. You know, it's
happens once a year.
It's a,
the only reason people do it is because they're going to eat so
much.
There's
no finish line. Yeah, yeah. But they brag that they did it.
It would be like,
every time they eat a lot over the holidays, they brag that they did the turkey trot that morning. It's like, it's a Tuesday. I don't believe there was a turkey trot on a Tuesday.
It would be like going to a
in May. I don't understand.
It would be like going to a birthday party and then just trying to slip in casually, but it's clearly forced into the conversation. Be like, you know, I woke up about at 7 and did the elephant walk. Yep. For about 3.5 hours.
Elephant walk.
What's, how does that song go? Oh, God. It's real, though.
I wonder if there really is like a...
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
I can't speak, so now you're going to start singing again. I wonder if there are ex-marathoners who are like, I'm pretty much on the turkey trot circuit now. That's kind of how I'm going with things.
Yeah, that's sort of the sad way to do it.
That's kind of where I'm going with things.
I hear that, man. I mean, for me, I go hard. I'll arrive at a birthday, and sometimes even before saying, you know, even before I begin with the whole, like, I go, I've been up since 7. I've been walking since 7:15. And, buddy, it was all elephant walk. It was tails to trunks. I know a lot of you guys slept in before the birthday, but for me, I was up at 7. I'd say actually 7:10. I was walking with a group of other people. Holding on to their butts with my mouth. I bit into one of their belt loops, and the person behind me did the same, and it was just... Yeah. I told the story, the joke about how this used to be K-8's. Listen to it. This used to be her ringtone. So she'd be in New York, and this would just be like... Everyone's looking at her like, what the hell? And she said she had to change it. Can you guess why? It's the best reason you have to change your ringtone.
Because everyone felt happy?
She kept missing calls because she wanted to listen to the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
So she wouldn't pick it up because she was like, oh, I love this part. Yeah! Give it to me, Dad! I missed another audition. Just like over and over. Oh, my God. You know, these elephants, they really do walk. So, yeah, it's like that. And I'm glad the internet made that possible. I love that.
Yeah, that's the best. I think people are bragging about the turkey trots too much. Here's another thing. Are people bragging too much about the brewing their own beer?
That seems like a thing that used to happen more.
I don't know. It's like they sell that at the store, you know. Liquor store.
Well, all this stuff, the bread
there's
makers,
a lot of
people that are like, these are my tomatoes. I grew them. I'm like, I don't give a shit. I can't fucking taste them.
There's a lot of beer.
I just drank Everclear because my uncle keeps talking to my dad.
There's a lot of beer that needs a home, you know? Rescue a beer. That should be the beer slogan. You know, people rescue dogs, rescue a beer.
I don't think beers need to be rescued. I think that even if a beer is like lost and on the street somewhere.
There's a born on date and everything.
Yeah, that was a weird play by Budweiser. Yeah. Nobody was like, this beer tastes old.
I know.
Ever.
I know. Never. That's never
just
happened.
Just drink more.
You're
right.
It gets sold quickly enough.
You don't go to a Subway and go, hey, this ham sandwich, this $5 foot-long ham sandwich tastes like Jared from Subway was paying for the enabling of child pornography.
That went... In a different
is there
direction.
Gonna be a, do you think is there going to be a documentary about him?
Like a 30 for 30? Because there was some sports.
You know what? I'm not even going to touch that. I think we move forward.
I just, they're very proud of it. It's just, you know, prohibition's over. I think I understand making the beer before, you know, that would have been great.
The only thing I think you should brag about is if you're a woodworker. If you're like, I made this table, that's pretty fucking impressive. Like, my cousin Miller Davis, we call him Mr. Davis, he gave us a cutting board for our wedding present, and I was like, how did you make this? And he was like, you know, I took a class, and I sort of carved it out a little bit, and some wood glue, stuff like that. And I was like, that is so impressive. And then when he left, I looked at it, and I was like, I can probably make a cutting board. Give me some glue.
Someone made you a gift. That's cool.
It is cool, because I made him a gift. I made him get the fuck out of my apartment!
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Why are people always bragging too? Well, they don't brag, but people. What about angry drunks? People often say, like, he's an angry drunk. And I feel like there should be more positive things.
Well, you know what people don't say is, oh, he is such a happy drunk.
Right.
Wait till you see him. When he drinks, it's a great.
Yeah, he's a great. I'm a horny drunk. That's what happens to me. I'm different than most people.
That's key around the holidays.
Yeah, you really want to be horny around your extended family. I drink and I get horny. That's just who, you know, that happens.
That's just who you are?
Yeah, that's who I am. It's in my blood.
I'm a horny drunk.
I'm a horny drunk. Some people are angry drunks, but there's no like, oh, he's an aromatic drunk.
Yeah.
You know, he smells really, he gets drunk and he smells great. Like there's no,
yeah, you're right.
There should be more positive.
Yeah, they should be. Like, you know, TJ's a really passive aggressive.
Well, I'll tell you one
drunk,
thing,
but in a good way.
I've only been drunk with you twice because you don't drink very much. But the couple times that I've seen you drunk, you're an eloquent drunk.
Have you? How often have you seen me really drunk? Do you think?
That's what I'm saying. Like maybe twice. Doesn't seem like
it's really true. And it's so weird because growing up, people were like, "God, you're such a crazy guy." Like any authority figure,
you're the same.
Anybody in Hollywood,
you're pretty much the same
shit at WME and all that stuff. They're just like, "You're out of control." And the truth is, it's like I can have about 10 scotch and sodas and puke everywhere.
Yeah. That went a different direction.
Did that go south?
Yeah. That's not what I...
That's okay. All right. Yeah, okay.
I think
let me back it up. Let me back it up.
I don't know.
I have the kind of tolerance...
You're about the same.
I have the kind of tolerance where I can have a six-pack, a couple scotch and sodas, and shit my pants and find out they aren't even my pants. I bought them off the clerk at JCPenney. I said, can I wear these out of the store? She said, I don't give a shit. I said, are you going to be naked from the waist down? She said, you know it.
I had sex
in a shopping cart at Super Target.
Wait, say it again.
I had sex in a shopping cart at Super Target. It's like a shopping cart, but there's a mattress
there's
in the bottom.
There's a cot in the shopping cart. Yep, those are big shopping carts. The extra large shopping
It
cots.
Was a big Thanksgiving
it was,
for me.
It was large.
It was ideal.
It was ideal.
Horny drunk. I think I am a eloquent drunk is a good way to put it. I'm just a guy who can drink and drink and drink, and it doesn't really
change
stuff.
Your nature.
Like when I get pretty drunk, like when I actually get drunk, which is very rare, especially because of the AVM, I won't really. It's no different. It's like I'm having fun. I'm laughing. The only person I really get drunk with, and that's even just as rare, is K8 because she's much more fun when she's drunk. If she's high and she's not flipping out and paranoid and scared and shuddering, you know, shuddering the windows, she herself shuddering, she's a blast when she's high too. But she says this all the time. Often when she's hungover and she's making me laugh, she's like, I'm more fun when I'm hungover, aren't I? Lots of people have said that to me. And it's always...
More fun when you're hungover?
She doesn't say it bad. Like, it's not a bad thing. She just mentions it. But it's so sad every time that she's like, lots of people throughout my life have told me I'm more fun when I'm hungover. So that means not a super fun drunk, not a super fun person when sober, but the day after when she's hurting, dehydrated, and still a little loopy, she's a blast.
I've never heard that anyone say that before.
That's put her in a rocket because she's a blast. 102.7 in the fog.
I like that though. I like positive drunk categorizations.
There should be more of those. That's what the beer industry or the
he's
liquor
a real
industry
clairvoyant drunk.
Yeah,
after one or two or three, he can guess where I'm from, my family's background.
The future. He read my mind.
He's a real genetic archaeologist. Yeah, he's a real. He gets on heredity.com. You know, he's a genealogist. He's a real genealogist drunk.
Yeah, he's a great archaeologist when he's drunk. He actually found a dinosaur one night.
He found a fucking arrowhead in my orange juice.
It was on a golf course in Los Angeles, and he started digging, and he found a dinosaur.
He had one too many.
Archaeological drunk.
Yeah, he had one too many, and he named a prehistoric animal after me. I mean, I love the guy. It's a real... generous drunk is something that a lot of people are. When you're drunk, you're always buying the drinks for everybody.
You don't hear that very often.
So we should do that. He's either an angry drunk or a generous drunk. And you can be generous with your positivity and feelings also.
Let's move it along to practical living in the modern age before we finish up with maskers. This
is an inefficient and out-of-date way, we bring you practical living in the modern age.
I feel like the death penalty isn't fun enough. I mean, if you're going to go death penalty, how about death penalty by stampede? Yeah.
It is weird that the first argument against that would be But that's cruelty,
right,
to the person. But you're killing
the animals.
Them.
It gives the animals some.
It's a weird thing. You're killing this person, and you're like, "Let's do it as humanely as possible." That's so bizarre. I think it's got to be funnier than Stampede. Stampede is kind of horrifying. I mean, you get trampled to death. But it would be funny if it's like a dunk tape, a dunk tank. Yeah, you like it? Yeah, yeah. The hooves on the feet, the butt neck just spitting diarrhea out as it's crushed.
The butt neck
under the cloven hooves.
Jonas Polsky's patented butt neck getting trampled by the stampede.
What about a dunk tank, like at a county fair? Okay. But it's the water is electrified. It's the same as the electric chair, but they get a certain number of shots. Let's say if somebody misses it 100 times, then they go back to life imprisonment. Then they're excited about taunting the person, all that kind of stuff. Something like that, like... here's one. So you put hooks in their back, right? Like many different hooks, and then you hang them from chains from the ceiling, and then you slowly kind of smear mayonnaise and margarine all over their face and that stuff, and then you leave them there for days, weeks, even maybe. It's all on live webcam. And then you come back and you cut off their genitals and you put in their mouth, man or woman. And then you shoot them in the head.
That's an interesting way.
What do you think, guys?
Yeah, I got a good one.
You gonna have my back, or you gonna be a bunch of butt necks?
How about
farting out of your tracheotomy?
How about you just have to perform at the Fort Wayne Snickers on a Friday night? Comedians, you know what I'm talking about. Civilians, take a break.
How about this? You make them bomb on the first day of a 30-day cruise.
Cruise, yeah.
And the only way they
can
get
levy,
out is
cash. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Nobody else? You don't understand. It's true.
God, that's so funny. It would terrible. Be really funny to make somebody become suicidal. Because of the terrible stand-up situations you put them
in. If you put a comedian in enough terrible like, stand-up situations in a row, would they kill themselves?
I think so. I've almost have a couple of times. I'll say this. Here's what you do. You go to the inmate. You go, sir, you have been sentenced to death by the state and the nation and the judge who did it and those jury members. They all, since the bailiff didn't have a damn thing to do with it. He didn't give a shit. It's a 9-to-5. He punches in, he punches out. He leaves his work at work, and he leaves his home at home. And he goes out in between, and he fucks his way up 4 floors. Now.
Right up the 4 floors a horse.
You got 2 options.
You got 4 floors a horse.
Lethal.
It's time to do some fucking.
Lethal injection. You got to fuck yourself to death.
Get your dick out of your pants and get to work.
That would be so funny.
You got $12,000 and 4 floors a horse to tackle. Get your penis out of your pants and get to work.
It's either you get hung or you fuck yourself to death. We give you unlimited funds from the state and the government, which are similar, and you make your way up those, and if you can fuck yourself.
You will fuck until you drop.
Yeah. I think you got 2 choices. Being hung, like an old cowboy. Done wrong, wouldn't get out of town, tried to run him out on a rail, but instead he stayed.
Welcome in these parts.
He was in love with a woman in a brothel. We stayed around. Sheriff didn't take kindly to it. So you can either be hung.
Too many rights don't make a wrong, and vice versa. I don't know what I'm talking about.
That's exactly right. I thought first thing you said, too many whites don't make a wrong. Then it got into strange territory. Then I realized you said right, and I wondered if there's something wrong with me. That I was thinking white when I thought right. And I was thinking Ali Wong when I thought wrong. Okay? She's an alternative comedian, talks about anal sex a lot. Now listen up, okay? One of my favorites. Now listen.
She's doing Snickers on a Friday night.
She's snickering. She's doing Snickers, and she's
Snickers.
Not even getting a guffaw. So you can be hanged. Mm-hmm. Or.
Or. Lay it on me.
You can realize.
Slather it up.
You can realize that. Slather. Put slather the gravy all over it.
Put the gravy up on that turkey.
Get a boat full of gravy. Set it off to sea. Hope that you
bring
set it
me
free.
The giblets.
It'll come back. Yeah.
Bring me the giblets.
Bring me the giblets.
Bring me the comedy giblets.
You know, was he Southern? You can either be hung or you can realize that. Before the riff about the 4 floors of horrors and fucking your way to death, you were actually going to do that as your second option. But you forgot because you got caught up in the whirlwind of fun between Cash and TJ. And so I'll again repeat, you can be hung or you can fuck your way to the top of the 4 floors of horrors. We got a third option, but I don't think you're going to like it.
Well, my ears are ready for it.
You make your way up 7 levels of Neville's.
Ooh.
Then you try and fuck your way out of there, because the Neville's will be coming at you from every single level.
Coming in hot.
Oh, my good God.
If we stay here, the party dies.
I've never met anyone named Neville, but when I do, I'm definitely going to talk about the 7. But I won't say it directly to him. I'll be like, so, where do you work? How many floors? He's like, I don't know, 20? Sure. Spend most of your time in the first 7 floors? Or nah? Neville, come on. Come here, Nev. Nev, get over here. Come on now. Would you contribute to killing a man by joining other people named Neville on the 7 levels of a death trap, the likes of which even the producers of Hostel couldn't imagine up?
We got to finish up with maskers.
Okay.
Yes, we got to.
Like 85% of superheroes.
And it's Christmas.
This is.
Yeah, this
maskers.
Is going to come out right around Christmas, and Merry holidays to everybody.
Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. Like,
whatever you
Islama Mama like
everything.
Half a Kwanzaa. Altruistic desires. Enjoy your afternoon. Please order the Grand Slam at Denny's.
Yeah, whatever it is that toots your horn.
Yeah, whatever pickles your dick, have a great night. hey, you want to preserve a penis? Pickle your dick.
Thank you .com. For listening. This is
right?
It's amazing
right?
You were here.
Come on. You want to preserve your penis? Pickle your dick? What? Am I not right here? I think I got a lot of listeners nodding their head right now. Now go. All right. Fair enough. All right.
Zach Williams writes,
because traditionally pickling is a way of preservation for no go. Okie dokes.
Zach Williams writes, ice is the street name for frozen water.
You got the alliteration, pickle your penis,
mm-hmm.
And then you got the rhyme. Pickle your dick. Preserve your penis, pickle your dick. You know what I'm saying? No go? Rye? Help me out. Come on, Rye guy. Over there. No Santa's outfit. All right. Hey, okay. Is your family up? Mind if I go talk to him? Win! Chance! You got to preserve your penis, pickle your dick!
Okay. Shh, shh, shh. Guys, they're sleeping. They're sleeping.
They can't hear me.
They're actually here. Yeah. They've been hiding behind the tree the whole time.
Are you ever worried that either of your sons will have a penis that the born-on date? Well, let me put it this way. They don't make it all the way through adulthood.
What if there was an expiration date on your penis?
Jesus.
Wow, that would really make you,
go to
FarmersOnly.
Yeah.
You'd go to FarmersOnly.com pretty quick.
You'd be hustling.
Like, I'm 13, I've never farmed, but I'm looking to plow the field.
Whoa!
Yes!
From the three-point line, and it is a miss.
Swish.
But wait, it bounced back up off the... Oh! That doesn't count.
That didn't make it either.
Did not make it.
Thanks for coming by, buddy. This is... I should read one.
We'll do one maskers. And thank you guys so much for listening and for your patience.
Yes.
And we love Christmas time. We love you guys. And
I'm glad we're back. So this is episode 3, season 3. So
volume 2.
Volume 2.
Of subsection A.
Subsection A. Binary unit 7. Luke Sohn.
Hi.
Luke Sohn.
I got to give it that one. From the three-point line, swish.
Swish.
With the binary module.
With the binary reference right here at the top of the hour, at the back end of the new hour. Coming up before 1 hour and after another.
We're at the top of the hour and the end of the previous hour, ladies and gentlemen.
I always tell you what time it is, like you have no watch. It's 34 seconds after I just mentioned what time it was. And I'm going to mention it again in 3 seconds and now.
It would have to. 34 seconds is really long. Like, and it is 34 seconds. Not on the hour, but within the hour. Since the moment that I started telling you what time it is. Next up, we've got back-to-back pauses. 2 hours of pauses coming right up. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Holy night.
neck butt. I am a sexual offender. I am a sex offender.